This message concerns the book of life. The book of life is a record written by God before the creation of the world, listing people who will live forever in the kingdom of heaven. The term appears in both the Old Testament and New Testament. Jesus Christ alludes to the book of life in Luke chapter 10, verse 20, when he tells the 70 disciples to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I think the most intriguing thing about the book of life is that the names in it were written before the foundation of the world. Yes, even before the creation of mankind. It is then that Jesus took it upon himself to be the Lamb of God who would be slain for the sins of humanity. He had foreseen the fall of mankind into sin through Adam and Eve. And before that happened, he decided that he would be sacrificed in atonement for the sins of all those whose names were chosen to be in the book of life. What an amazing feat! When you consider that Jesus Christ made up his mind in the presence of the Father and the Holy Spirit that he would die at the appointed time for those whose names are written in the book of life. This truly shows us the extent of the love of God for humanity. Having your name written in the book of life is what eventually will qualify you to receive eternal life. Not having your name written in the book of life will condemn you to eternal damnation. We can see this clearly in John 3, verse 36, which says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." The fact is, when your name is in the book of life, God uses various means to persuade you to get to know and receive his Son as your Lord and Savior. This is why believers in Christ develop an attitude of thankfulness and humility. You see, becoming a Christian depends on three points which have nothing to do with you personally. Firstly, your name must be written in the book of life. Secondly, the Father will guide you to his Son. And thirdly, the Son will not turn you away. And Jesus states this in John 6, verse 37 and 38, which says, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." There is a spiritual principle to having anything written in the spiritual realm. It makes an authoritative, prestigious statement. Even the devil is aware of this. That's why, when Jesus was led up by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, he answered the devil's temptations each time with, "It is written." This is also why those whose names are written in the book of life by God, who is the ultimate authority, have a desire to remain thankful and humble for having received the gift of eternal life. God has chosen to reveal to us the existence of this special book, which he has created for reasons we might not fully understand. It is due to his wisdom that the world did not know until after its creation about the book's existence. The reason for this is stated in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 7 to 8. Listen to what that says. No, we declare God's wisdom a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The beauty and fairness of God's book of life is that the names that are written in it could have various roles as enemies, vagabonds, or heroes during their lifetimes spent on earth. The fact is that Jesus Christ died for them all before they were even born. In Revelation 20, verse 12, we read, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." We can see that it mentions that books were opened, but it never tells us what these books are. However, these books do reveal how we are to be judged. The passage does draw our attention to one book in particular, the Book of Life. The Book of Life is mentioned only 8 times in the entirety of Scripture. In each passage, the reference is concerning one's name being found in or not found in the Book of Life. Nowhere in these passages do we read about movement of any name from one book to another. Only one time is it mentioned outside the book of Revelation, and that is by the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4, verse 3, which says, "Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life." Another interesting point is that after Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of mankind, between his death and his resurrection, he journeyed into Hades in the spirit. He did this in order to preach to those spirits which had been disobedient before the time of Noah's flood. Because Jesus has the keys of Hades and of death, stated in Revelation 1, verse 18, he is able at any time to go there and preach to those who have not heard of him during their lifetime on earth. Note, this is not to be given a second chance to get to know Jesus. You see, some people never get to know Jesus during their lifetime on earth. But because he has the keys to Hades, his grace will still find them so they can repent when they have not reckoned with it, in order for them to take their place already there in the book of life. An insight into this grace can be found in 1 Peter 3, verses 18 to 21, which says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism and now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Believers who hold to eternal security, say Revelation chapter 3 verse 5, shows that God never blots out a name from the book of life. We also know that in Exodus chapter 32 verse 32, God denied Moses' request that his name be removed from the book of life. And so you can see and experience from the infinite circle of God's grace recorded in the book of life continues. You are led from birth to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then to be baptized. Then you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And after your death, when the book of life is opened, it will be confirmed that your name was entered in it before the creation of the world for eternity. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Because he wants to live with us eternally. He wrote a book in which he's written all the names. So live right, 'cause life is not a game. The book of life is a wonderful. Survive.